Blog Talk Radio.
Grab the radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, Brown, Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
B-R-O-W-N-S-U-G-A. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
Hey, what is going on, everybody? It is Friday, Friday. I'm so excited because this has been an incredible week. For your girl, Brown Sugar. Oh, my goodness. Talk about four shows. Oh, my goodness. These four shows have told me up. Okay? I'm sitting here tapping it up in the chat room with angel eyes, letting her know that your girl, Brown Sugar, is just gone. All right? Oh, man. I have just truly been on the move. These last four shows this week. Now, you know, ordinarily, we do shows every Tuesday and Thursday. All right. But this week, we had a quadruple header, and honey, I want to tell you that, honey, you saw that. That's a lot of work, okay? A lot of work being your own show host and executive producer, making it do what it do. Woo! But tonight, I have to say that this show right here is going to be the explosive one. All right, the relationship shows always seem to be the ones that skyrocket on Brown Sugar Radio. As I see the chat box filling up already, I am so excited that it's Friday. Do y'all hear what I'm saying now? I am so excited. It is Friday, Coach Rael. I mean, this is a blessing. I'm truly, truly excited that Coach is going to do this because you have been so popular. I want to tell you that you were ordered back by popular demand, okay? Look, they were looking for you. They was wanting to know where is Coach Rael at, and I said, you know what? He will be here on Friday. I have people personally requesting you. So it is what it is, but tonight is just going to be an incredible show. I'm just so glad that it's Friday. You feel me? Ooh, it's been a crazy week for me. But tonight's topic is just just an inspirational one. Many of you know that dating at times can certainly have its ups and downs. One of the things that my personal girlfriends and I actually run into is the fact that it seems that when you're dating and you're out there and you're trying to actually have a man that is either, on your level intellectually, you know, or rather it may be career-wise or educational-wise or, you know, that has children or, you know, you don't want to take care of another child or, you know what I'm saying? And even men too now. We ain't going to put it all out there and dog the men now because there's some brothers got their stuff together. They doing their thing, but then they can't seem to find a female partner that is equal on their level, you know. So it's frustrating. And, I just want to say that I thank God because that, man, it just seems like that dating scene is a hot mess now. And that's just something that, I have said, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to pray. I'm going to focus on right now, you know, God, my children, and my career. And that's something that I have, you know, seemed to just actually stay super busy, you know. really don't have the time to really be sitting there and trying to figure out, you know, this, that, and the other. We're so busy raising our children. I thank God I don't really have to go through that process, you know, at least not at this stage in my life. But it's just a blessing to know that we have great people such as Coach Rael. We are waiting for you. I see you there in the chat room, Coach. We're just waiting on you to call on in. I got to say what's happening to all of the people in the chat, filling it on up. Left Blank, Blessed Angel Eyes, God Elects Lady. We got, I'm going to tear this name up. I know it. I just know it. Is it Nabium Nationalist? I didn't want to say that. All right, Rael's assistant, and then is it Potter 36, Markel, and then we have a ton of anonymous guests in the chat room. Thank you so much for coming through tonight on this incredible show, and I just want to say I'm so glad. I'm so glad it's Friday. Y'all don't understand the kind of week that I've had, okay? So, here we are, and, you know, we are just sitting here and just, you know, just thanking God that, you know, it is a wonderful day. I've learned that you have to wake up every morning and anticipate greatness and anticipate a good day. And so that is what we are certainly doing this evening. So, without any further ado, the man of the hour has arrived, and I want to say that this has certainly been a much-anticipated show. And so, Coach Rael, Relationship Coach Rael, welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio. How are you tonight?
Oh, great, great. I am so honored to be back. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have so much energy today, but yet you have two shows, but today is Friday.
Oh, the show's told me up. You hear me? But, you know, we got to say thank you and welcome you on in.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, all your fans, this is what they sound like, all right? You know, we have to emphasize, you know, with radio. You feel me? Since we don't have the visual effect, we got to get down with the audio. Thank you for coming back. You know, the last show we did was excellent. Every show you do, I try to catch you as often as I can on Blog Talk when you make your special guest appearance. And I just want to say that you are so gifted. You know, I mean, this is your calling. God has anointed you for this particular area, you know, with relationships. And I find not only do you focus and have a gift as far as a love relationship, but just different types of relationships, I think, is a calling of yours. You can help to mend, whether you're having issues, you know, with a friendship or family or business, whatever it is, you just have a gift. The wisdom that you impart on us, we can take it and use it in all levels of our life. And that's one thing that I appreciate about you. So I had to give you a call on this one.
Wow.
Why are you still single? Yes, I'm telling you.
So
just
much.
Gifted. Okay.
That means a lot.
And a man on the move, because you actually did a seminar, was it yesterday?
Last night, yeah.
Wow, look at that. So, I mean, you just got so much going on. Before we get into the topic, I just kind of wanted to find out, since the last time I've talked to you, you know, how have things been going as far as how God's been using you in this area?
Oh, great. I mean, I can't complain. There's just been amazing things are happening, and people are requesting me. And, you know, that's something that I do every day, is I get on my knees and I pray to God to bring me
all right
I could help every day, even if it's just in a grocery store, if I can just bump into somebody, if I'm on an airplane and somebody just happens to strike a conversation and ask me something about a relationship, and I can help them at that moment. And every day I can say that I'm actually helping. So I really appreciate it. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you can feel the anointing through you. You know, I know you pray.
Yeah.
You don't even have to say it. You know, just how you speak and how you deliver different messages, you know, from God, we know that you have a calling in your life. And so, you know, I just have to say that tonight for all of the listeners that are coming through, you will certainly be blessed tonight because this brother here, you know, is just using his talent and you know, capitalizing on every opportunity that God opens a door for him. And so right now, you know, this is an issue we face, you know, as I want to say right now, women, because I can only speak from a woman's point of view.
Right, right.
But I'm sure men struggle also with finding a mate that is a quality mate, you know. And I don't even want to knock people and say that what's the proper terminology that I want to use, because I'm not trying to diss anybody by any means. But you want to be able to make sure you're making the investment in the right mate. And last week, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Coach Rael, we had a topic that was on fire. The topic lasted 2 hours. It was crazy, okay? It was just unbelievable. And it was on how do you recover from choosing the wrong mate.
Right.
So this is like a part two, because it may answer why so many individuals are single today. After they've been burned, after they've been through the disappointment, you know, of years of investing in the wrong relationship.
Well, that's
and
a good
it's sad.
Topic. Yeah, it's very sad. It's a good topic. That was a good topic last week.
You checked it out.
No, I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
Okay.
But I think it's a very important topic because as my quote is preparing yourself to prevent repairing yourself.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's
and,
it.
You know, that's what we see right now, a lot of people repairing themselves and not preparing themselves, you know. And that's one of the major, major problems. But, you know, it's because we want something fast. You know, this is a totally different day and age today. This is a new paradigm shift. It's a new millennium. And I believe that because of the new millennium, everything is right now. Everything is, I got to have it now, and I don't want to wait. And I can't blame technology because that's just where it's going in the world, and people just have to catch up. But unfortunately, we're doing the same thing in relationships. We're just jumping in the relationship and not really understanding or knowing what we're really looking for. And before we even know what we're looking for, we're not taking out the time to find ourselves. Because you can't just say you know what you're looking for. I mean, people say that they know what they're looking for, and they're actually saying, I'm looking for what my girlfriend is looking for, or I'm looking for what the society thinks I should be looking for. So they're jumping out into the relationship looking for that group thinking example or sample of what a relationship should look like, and not really looking for a relationship that you know and understand what you need, your requirements, your needs, your non-negotiable requirements, and your wants, right? So I think that that's one of the problems of why we're still single, because we have no idea what we're really looking for ourselves as an individual. But in order to know that, you have to know yourself. And a lot of people don't really truly know themselves.
Wow.
They're not taking out time to get to know themselves. So when people ask questions, so what are you looking for? You know, pretty much they're going to say the exact same thing as the third person, the fourth person, the sixth person. They're going to say the exact same thing, especially when you're in a group. Somebody may say, well, I'm looking for the same thing she's looking for. You know, that's just totally impossible because we have our own DNA makeup. We have our own myohistocompatibility complex of looking for the mate that is a mate for you. But yet, how is it that everybody's looking for the same kind, the same type? Because we're just basically aren't aware of who we are.
That's true. That's absolutely true. You know, I think that one of the first very, very important remarks you just made is knowing who you are. And I think what happens, you know, as we grow and we mature into adulthood, that sometimes we're so caught up in what the next man has and the next man has, keeping up with the Joneses. You lose yourself because you're so busy trying to, you know, live in someone else's shadow. And it's not healthy for yourself because what the next man or woman may enjoy may not be the calling that God has anointed you for. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, you know, you may end up on a completely different path in life. And not saying that you'll miss the opportunity that God has for you. I just feel like, you know, we'll be in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? Like how Moses and his people was out there for 40 years, didn't make no sense.
Right.
It's gonna take you a little longer to get it. And God is like, look, you're not getting any younger. This
right.
is what it is I have called for you to do. And you still over here, you know, you're not mature enough. You're not standing up to the responsibility that I have for you to do or the plan that I have for your life. And it's unfortunate because then what happens, I think, in my opinion, is that the other people in your life that you were supposed to touch or had that God may have needed you to minister to help get them out of a particular situation, now they're affected because you weren't on the right path.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you 100% as far as knowing and loving yourself, especially when you have a low self-esteem, whether it's a male or a female. If you don't love yourself and know yourself, you know, then you're going to play yourself. You know, so you're going to end up in this relationship with a man or a woman that said, ooh, girl, you look so good, or ooh, you know, he's so fine, or this, that, and the other. They're going to fill your head up with all this stuff. You fall for it. Because you're too naive to really see between the lines that they're either using you for what you have or what they can get from you.
Right. And then when it breaks up, it's very easy to blame the other person,
too,
and not taking responsibility in doing your own homework before you even jump into the relationship.
Mm.
You know, it's the problem of, too, people are not being well, you know, it's something that I've always said, you know, when I say be the chooser and not the chosen, you know. And I think you should just take out that time to be the chooser, be the employer, you know, especially when it comes to woman. Because us men, we're just interested in getting the job, you know. So it's okay, but take out time to interview, you know. But also, times has changed when it comes to woman. Woman has, you know, her own job. She has her own education. She has her own house. She has her own cars. You know, she has her own money. So, you know, we know that that's a change. And we also, as males, have to understand that change. So woman is no longer looking for us to provide with those things. However, we have to understand on both parties that doesn't mean that you can't come together as a team and put those things together as one. You know,
wow.
So we have to understand, yes, you have those things. So it's a great thing, actually, so because we can put those things together. But also, men, we have to step up in the game, too, as well, and understand that we have to have stick-to-itiveness, you know, ambition. We have to also get out there and get our education and get those jobs. And not necessarily that you have to have an education per se, but you could become entrepreneurs, you know.
Right.
Because right now a woman still wants a man in her life that she can still feel protected and safe. So
absolutely.
If she does lose what she has, he has her back. And if he loses what he has, she has his back. Yeah.
Wow.
But if we don't think like that, you know, and just think separately and think that we can't find a man out there who's looking for that type of woman or a woman that's looking for that type of man, because as you know now, the thing is, it's back and forth. You know, the men are saying one man is this and one man is that, and then you have women that are saying the same thing. Well, men are this and men are that. Now, when we talk about drawing in, when we're talking about thinking positive, you know, we're not really thinking positive when we use these negative terms. So you're using negative terms that men are this and men are that, women are this and women are that. Do you really believe that you're going to draw in a positive woman or a positive man into your life? That's not going to happen. You know, I mean, I don't want to advertise the secret, but the secret is of God. You know, because it is the universe. God created the universe.
For real. That's
you know,
it.
And he wants you to be positive because he's telling you, if you just believe in me, if you pray and you have faith. But a lot of people today just don't have faith. And now, how do I know that they don't have faith? It's because they're saying it every day. Every day they are what we call collective conditioning. They are conditioning their brains into believing that there is no good man out there, that there is no man of their match out there. So what do you expect to get if that's what you're putting out there?
You better tell them. Okay, and y'all, if you can't say ouch, look, if you can't say amen, say ouch. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
my goodness.
That has to come out of your articulation, you know, that has to stop. And people don't realize when they're saying that what they look like and what they sound like to intelligent people, because people don't become who they are as successful as they are because they don't think they can do it. Nobody's out there who's successful saying, well, nobody's going to buy my product. Nobody's going to use me for my services. Nobody's going to hire me. Nobody's going to give me an A in class. Nobody is going to allow me to graduate. Well, what do you think? What do you? There's two different type of people in this world right now. People who have ambition, people who are trying to be somebody, and people who are not trying to be somebody. And people aren't trying to match up with someone who's not trying to be anyone.
You better preach. Coach Rael, I got a quick question for you. I have some callers that are on the line. Are you ready to take a few calls, or did you want
absolutely.
To?
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Okay, because the lines are blowing up, and ordinarily, you guys, how we do it, the first half of the segment, we usually do our one-on-one, you know, as far as in depth, I like to ask some questions, but this topic I already see is just going to bless the lives of so many people, all right? So what I am going to do is we will go ahead and begin taking phone calls now, and then we'll take a quick commercial break at the halfway hour, at the half point, during the hour, I should say, all right? And then we'll continue to answer calls, all right? So here we are. Okay, we'll go with the first caller here. Okay. We have 623. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
This is Pocket. Hey, Pocket. What's going on? This is my sister, Coach Rael. She's from Phoenix.
Oh,
Arizona.
Okay.
Hey, sis, how's it going?
Good. You said 623. I was like, I thought there was another 623 in the house.
Well, we do have some more callers, but you were the first 623 in line. Did you have a question for Coach Rael tonight?
Well, you talked a lot about, you know, knowing who you are and taking out the negativity from your vocabulary. But do you think just speaking positively about who it is you want to have in your life is enough? Like, you know, isn't there, you know, do you have to not only speak about it, but be about it? And what are your suggestions about, you know, if there is a be about it, what would that look like?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't catch the second part. What was the second part you said?
The second part was just, what would that look like? I know you said, you know, we have to first take the negativity out of our statements, our vocabulary, that there are no good men, there are no good women. But, you know, not speaking that, I'm sure, is not enough. What are good habits and actions that we can also take along with removing the negativity from our vocabulary? What activities should people who are searching for soulmates or partners be participating in to encounter that?
Right. You know, one thing is being around positive people, being around positive couples, you know, taking out time and being around someone who is positive about relationships. Look, if you hang around, and I'm talking about guys too as well, because you have a lot of angry men out there too as well, and you within that group, and every time you're within that group, everybody is talking negative about the opposite sex. That's not going to change you, you know. That's just going to enhance your negative thinking. So, one, you have to separate yourself from negative thinking, negative places, negative television, negative movies, you know, negative anything that has something to do with putting down what you are trying to achieve.
Right.
You know, and one of the things that I like to just give, you know, the minute you start thinking negative, there's a simple thing that I give my clients, is to say to yourself, stop it. Every time you say to yourself, you know, there's men are just no good. There's no good men out there. You know, men are just looking for only sex. Tell yourself instantly when you hear yourself saying that, tell yourself to stop it. This is conditioning, reconditioning your brain. And you tell yourself to stop it to eventually it's going to get a point where your brain will realize that this isn't good. This isn't a good thing, and it will stop you from thinking like that. Now, you also have to be very positive in yourself and do positive things. And once again, hang around positive people. Hang around positive couples, too, as well, because you have an image of what your relationship should look like. And then if you're single, take time to celebrate your singleness. Take time. It's okay. You can't just rush out there into a relationship and you have no relationship tools. You have no idea what you're looking for. Take time and evaluate all of your relationships and pick out all the good things that was in your relationship. As a good friend of mine, Cornel West, says, how good is your failure? How good is your failure? Well, take out those good things and learn from those things and add some of those things of the things that you're looking for. The non-negotiables, the negotiables, your needs and your wants. Now, this list that I'm talking about is not something that you have to carry, but this is something you have to write down in evaluating who? Self.
Right.
Once
right.
you evaluate self, you know, it's something that you see every day. Somebody says they have a doctor's degree. They have a master's degree. They have a BA. What did it take to get that? What did it take
right.
to get that? That's hard work. A lot of people don't realize it. What did it take to become an entrepreneur? What did it take to have your own business? What did it take to have your own radio show, your own TV show, to produce
right.
things? It's not easy. But when it comes
right.
to relationships, we're looking for this quick fix. We think
mm-hmm.
that, you know, just let it happen naturally. My thing is nothing happens naturally without assistance. So take the time and celebrate your singleness. It's okay,
right.
sister. It's okay, brother. Take out time to celebrate your singleness and get to know yourself, but do your homework on self before you venture out into the relationship arena. Just take out time.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
And I apologize, Pocket. I just got your text message. Pocket sent me a text, y'all. You know I'll be trying to multitask here, and I'm trying to look at the chat board, the switchboard, and the phone. You know what I mean? And you told me you was just listening. So I apologize, sis. I didn't mean to pick you up. But I thank you for answering that question because it sure blessed somebody tonight.
Oh, it's all good.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I appreciate you. All right, sis. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we got another caller here we're going to grab, and then we'll go to commercial. And I'm going to ask for the rest of you if you can just please hold. Let's see here, because this caller's been waiting for quite some time. 301, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is Pastor Calvin. I'm calling from Maryland.
Pastor Calvin. All right. Now, Calvin, like Calvin from 227 Calvin.
Yeah, you know, Calvin from McDonald's. Yeah. My own store. Yeah,
that Calvin. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. What question do you have tonight for Coach Ryan?
I don't necessarily have a question, but I wanted to go in line with what he's talking about as far as the positive thing, but I also want to take it a little deeper. Because there's a text in the Bible, I think James 5 and 16, talk about confess your faults one to another, pray one to another. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And in that little text, that's a key to effective communication in your relationship. But if you just look at it on the surface, it just says, hey, if I can pray, I'm going to be all right, blah, blah, blah. But if I looked at it a little deeper, as I've studied a little bit, effectual fervent just means emotion. And if I begin to break down the emotional piece, if I think about what emotional is, E by itself is absent or missing. Motion is an inclination of the will, and AL is characterized by. So you start to mesh that together, you find out that most people are characterized by a missing or absent response or a physiological response to love. So in relationships, most people lack effective communication in lines with what Coach is saying. They're not positively communicating, or they are communicating, but they're communicating negatively. So I always say, if you take time, not even to get to yourself, but to understand what self is saying, I mean that inner voice, what is that inner voice really saying? Because most people say, I don't want to listen to my heart, or I'm just going to go out of my heart. And in essence, they find themselves trying to think their way through things and find out that they don't really know a whole lot about getting through the relationship. And so when you hear that, oh, they're no good men, or they're no good women, or you use the stereotypical idea of, hey, I just want this or I want that as a man, you find out that what you really wanted really had no value. Mm-hmm. And so if you develop the effective communication with that inner voice, that still voice inside of you, you then begin to illuminate something inside of you that you didn't even know you had. Because now you begin to put value on that. And so if you put value on that, your heart, or that inner voice, now you put value on the way someone communicates with you or you communicate with them. So it doesn't become that easy road to the relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, that's wisdom right there, okay?
Good point.
And that's a point I think that we certainly have to make sure we keep in mind because it's overlooked a lot, what you just said, you know? And I don't know if that just comes with age. As you get older, you mature and you begin to realize that, or if it's just something that you're taught. I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both.
I think any self-respecting young adult understands that they want something, right? We all know that we want something. Whether you want to get your degree, whether you want to get that new car, whether you want to get that house, whether you want to get the family with the white picket fence and 2.5 kids, we all want something. It's ingrained in us from the time we come out of the womb until we're able to speak. I want this. So if that's the case and if that's in place, now we need to figure out, okay, what is the driving force behind the want?
Right. What does it take for you to get this want?
Mm-hmm.
And if you see a lot of people going out and you see them, I mean, they work hard to get these things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the relationship, you're not willing to put in that same effort.
Right. But I think with the relationship, it becomes a little tricky because they have yet to identify what it is they really need.
Absolutely. And what it is that and it just as well, because I always talk about non-negotiables, needs, and wants, and people have to understand that those are three different things. And a need is not a want. A want is just a want. But the society and the world has taught us so much to embrace just the wants and not educating us as to what is the difference between a need and a want. What's the difference between a non-negotiable, a need, and a want? And that's something that we also, I blame our society in not teaching, you know, especially America, because this is what we're about in America, is a lot of wants and not understanding what is a need and what is a non-negotiable requirement.
Yeah, I always tell people what a want is an unfulfilled need that you've never identified. Because once you find out that you got what you want, and I'll use the analogy of shopping, picking up the material things, and you pay the money for whatever that is you buy. You buy a new car, and you pay your $30,000 or put your down payment on the car, but you don't really own the car. But you wanted the car, but you drive the car like you own the car. Mm-hmm. But the minute you get behind on your payment, they take the car, right? And so you wanted the car, but you didn't realize that there was an unfulfilled need behind that want. Mm-hmm. And the need might have been to feel inclusive in society or to feel inclusive in the circle of people that you're around that have nice cars. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you wanted. Now, with a relationship, it's something even deeper because it's an emotional thing or a spiritual thing that you then try and tie yourself to from a natural perspective but never understand that the spiritual piece of it is more important than just saying, okay, he's fine or she's fine. And then if I say, oh, I like this, I like that, you're getting what you want. But the unfulfilled need is that you desire some sense of stability in the relationship that you've never gotten before, i.e. from your parents, i.e. from past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta look at it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Excellent point. Well, I certainly want to say, yeah, thank you for calling in because that is really helpful information. And, you know, certainly somebody needed to hear that tonight. And so I appreciate you calling in with that comment. You say, Pastor Cal? All right. All right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Well, what we're going to do now is take a quick commercial break because we are certainly we have so much more to talk about. I mean, the chat room, I had some comments in there I wanted to read, and, I mean, it's just so much going on. Do you see that chat box, Coach Ryan?
Wow.
It's off the chain tonight. I can't even read the comments. The chat going so fast. Look at y'all.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So y'all certainly, y'all know how I say it. Don't click that mouse because certainly we will be right back. After these short messages, all right, y'all keep it locked on your premier choice in internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Yo, you know what this is, man. It's your boy Big Jig, a.k.a. the Talk of the Mid, man. The former BET 106 and Park Freestyle Friday champ, man. And I'm doing it real big right here with my homegirl Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah!
This is B-Swells on Brown Sugar Radio. Radio. Radio, radio, radio.
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diglera, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the
all be gone.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Okay, and we're back. We are back, and why are you still single? And that was a little tribute there, I guess, for all the single females and males now. She's singing about a woman, but I know some brothers out there, too, that are single and that are probably tired of being single, and they're ready to commit, and they're ready to find a woman of their caliber. And so tonight we have relationship expert specialist, Coach Rael, appearing again on Brown Sugar Radio, and we are just so honored to have them back. As you see, many of you who are live tonight, the chat box is overflowing. I mean, good grief, your fan base is strong, Coach Rael. My goodness, you're running deep.
I have to attribute that to my assistant. You know, that's all her doing. You know, she's
beautiful. I love it too how she's writing your quotes in the chat, as you say. I'm going to have to steal one of those quotes because, see, Brown Sugar Radio, we close with a quote every night, and I like one of those quotes. I'm going to have to close with one of them tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. But, you know, it was a comment in the chat, and, man, it's coming gone so quick. It was a comment that was written, and I'm trying to remember what it said because I wanted to ask you a question about it. One of the gentlemen in the chat box, and where is it at? Oh, I think it's gone. But it was something about when someone is up front with you, and if they're just straight up saying, look, you know, I'm looking for a man or a woman to take care of me, you know, how, you know, you appreciate it because they're being honest, but at the same time, is that really, you know, I don't know, I guess I think of that as old school. You know, back in the day, you know, when we did more rely on men to care for us because women weren't allowed in the workplace.
Right.
Now, you know, with affirmative action, we have, you know, equal rights and we're able to provide and actually help contribute to the family.
Right.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, you know, as far as if a woman or a man tells the mate, look, I'm looking for someone to take care of me, you know, this is what I want in a relationship.
Right. You know, like you said, if it's honest, you know, it's honest, but in reality, no one is really 100% taking care of each other unless, I mean, if you don't have kids, because we're talking about maybe a housewife, and if the housewife decides not to go out and work in the work field, but she's still working in the house field, so, you know, to me that's still work, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's hard work. You know, a lot of people aren't aware that, you know, corporate workers, it's like, well, stay at home with the three kids 24 hours a day and also making sure that, you know, the dinner is ready when the husband comes home and the clothes are washed and the kids, you know, the three meals because, you know, you're with the kid, you know, for three meals. You're with them in the morning and for the afternoon. They have to eat lunch, right? And so that is work too as well, you know. So when people say take care of me, then are we talking about on a sense where no one, where that person is doing nothing, is not contributing nothing at all? Well, that's not of God either, you know. And so it's really not going to work. A relationship like that is not going to work at all. Especially in this new millennium. I mean, even if you said to some woman, even if you said, I want you to stay home and I don't want you to do anything, just as a woman and as a human being, let's take the gender off of it. Just as a human being, want to be somebody, right? I mean, the ambitious human being, the human being that is interested in being someone, right? They're not going to allow themselves to do nothing. And today, everybody wants to be something. Now, how do we know that? Well, we definitely know that by looking at the school system. How many women that are enrolled in college? How many women are interested in going back and getting their high school degree that we thought was just going to be a no one, you know, because she has kids and she decided to just rely on financial aid? Well, college is showing us now that a lot of women are registered in being students today. So that's letting us know that woman is going out there saying, I want to be somebody too. Now, they're not going to go in and spend all of that time and money going to school or, once again, spending time becoming entrepreneurs. I don't want to take away from the entrepreneurs too, right? I don't want to take away from people who decide that their school is creating their business, right? Okay? So even that, they're not going to spend that hard time just to be a nobody, just to be nothing, just to sit around and just be a doorstop. You know, that's just not happening today. The society is showing us that. You know, it's
absolutely
not happening.
Absolutely.
And
that's right.
It's not going to work, you know.
Excellent point made, you know. I want to get into a little bit now. There was a special on CNN, and it was sharing how black women, okay, in particular, were struggling to find a mate, how black women actually, there were more, it was a higher percentage of black women that were single versus the black male. And they were saying for every one black man, there's three women to eat for each male. And so, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of the frustration, you know, in the African-American community, you know, is the fact that the stereotypes with the brother is either locked up, he's dead, you know, or he's gay. And I'm sure you've heard these before. All of these reasons why they say, or he's, you know, he's into gang banging, into selling dope, doesn't want to really get a good working, hard working, honest job. So therefore, sister would say, look, I'd rather be by myself than deal with all of this baggage or all of this drama. The other stereotype is that the black male has 5 and 6 kids by 3 or 4 different baby mamas.
Right.
Okay, and that's another thing that, you know, some of the complaints were as far as why a lot of African-American women are single and by themselves. Can you shed a little bit of light for us on this very controversial topic?
Wow, yeah, you know, we've been hearing that for a very, very long time now, and I got to the point where I just didn't want to support it anymore.
Right.
Because, one, we do know that there are more African-American women, if we're just talking about United States, there is more African-American women than there are African-American men. So there is a possibility that if every African-American woman dated an African-American man, there'll be someone left without a man.
Oh.
I'd rather support that statistic than the majority of African-American men are in jail, and therefore there's not enough men for those women. And the reason why I say I don't want to support that is because, once again, remember when I said early on, there's two types of people. And that is the type that is ambition, stick-to-itiveness, that is the type that is trying to be somebody, right? And those men that are in prisons is a great possibility in the percentage, that they're not trying to do it the right way, that they're not trying to be the person that is willing to do the hard work to become what other black men have done to become who they are. So we're not interested in those type of men anyway. But there
okay.
are women.
Yep.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear you. And look, the brothers in the chat room, they coming with it. We got Marcel in the chat room like, look, Marcel, it's Marcal. Is it Marcal? I'm saying Marcel. My brother named Marcel. My bad. Look, I didn't misspell the brother's name. Now I'm missaying it. But Marcal is saying, never been locked up, dead, or gay.
Right.
And then we have another comment by self-guided. I worked in a professional job for over 25 years. All right. And so, you know, it is some good ones out there. Diamond Air Lifestyle says 70%. Now, I wanted to know, when you said 70% Diamond Air Lifestyle, are you saying 70% of black women are single? Or are you talking about 70% of the brothers and those stereotypes? Please elaborate on that for me.
And
I like to read some of the comments in the chat box for the archive listeners that are actually missing the action take place right now. And I think it's great that, I share a little bit of this. So as you guys are listening to the archive segment, you can get a feel of actually what's taking place. For those of you who have any questions directed at Coach Rael, certainly you can direct them in the chat box. Or you can call in at 646-716-8697. Once again, the call-in number is 646-716-8697. Okay, and I want to shout out the listeners. The chat box is just off the chain tonight. This is crazy. I told you, Coach Rael, you got a heavy fan base, boy. We have Baddie's Wife, Blessed Angel Eyes, Diamond Air Lifestyle, Ed Lives. Ed Lives, I'm telling you, Ed Lives has been at all four of the shows this week. That's just unbelievable. He is doing his thing. Ed, I want to say thank you so much because he is truly a loyal fan, and we're going to give Ed Lives a round of applause, making it to all four of the shows this week. He's about as tired as I am, okay? But we hanging. Hang it, okay? And then we have Gerald Reynolds. Thank you. He's also a loyal listener. Thank you for coming through. Lady Navia, Lyrical Disciplines, Markel. Is it, oh, gosh, I'm going to tear this name up. Is it Noah Picks? Oh, if I said it wrong, forgive me. And then we have Coach Rael's assistant, who is just handling business, giving out your link, your phone number, all your contact info. I mean, she is on top of things. Self-guided. Thank you so much for all of you joining in. We have a ton of anonymous listeners in the chat room. For those of you who want to join in the conversation, certainly what you can do is create a user account. It's complimentary. And remember to lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you'll be notified when we have up-and-coming shows such as this. Okay? And so, Coach Rael, if you don't mind, I actually extended the show just a few more minutes. Because I see the phone lines are blowing up. We have a ton of callers. With your permission, can we please have about another 20 minutes of your time, or do you have something else you need to do?
No, absolutely. But I just wanted to also let them know that, too, some of it is because women are choosing to get not exactly the right person. But I don't think that that's the type that they're looking for. When all of the names that you mentioned, that's not the type that you're looking for. So I do believe that there are good men out there. And I know a lot of people may not want to hear this. Once again, it's a possibility if everyone dated everybody that somebody's going to be left without. And I understand that, especially my sisters, I understand that my sisters are trying to hold on, and they would like a black man to connect with or to marry with. I definitely understand that. But also, when we're talking about love, if you are thinking about dating outside of that, we're talking about love that you're looking for, you know. And I just don't want to see my sisters leave this earth alone because they were only looking for a black man.
Wow.
You know, I just want to see my sisters happy. You know what I'm saying?
Happy.
When it comes when it comes to love, I want to see them happy. I hate, because I teach body language, I read body language. You know, when the Reverend was on talking about, you know, communication, and I loved what he said about communication. And I think that that's another part of communication. What we have not learned is not only communicating with each other, but we have to understand the communication. You see, it's impossible not to communicate. It's impossible as being a human being not to communicate. We communicate whether we're speaking verbal or non-verbally, right?
So when
someone says, well, he's not communicating to me, yes, he is. He's communicating to you that he doesn't want to talk to you verbally, and then that's the problem, so we need to find out why. So that's what he's communicating to you. When someone says, he's not calling me, he's communicating to you. He's either saying, I'm not interested in you. You see what I'm saying? It's impossible for us not to communicate, right? So I say that to say that me as being an expert and also teaching how to read body language, I am really sad when I'm in a store, when I'm in a bank line. I can look at a woman and a man too, but I can look at them and I can see that they're not happy. I can tell that they're just not happy just from their body language, period. Right?
Wow.
Yes, maybe. You know, and my thing is I just want my African-American sisters to just be happy, whatever that may take to be happy, you know. And we have to stop judging if we find love somewhere else. My thing is not finding love somewhere else and now you've forgotten your culture. You've forgotten your blackness. You've forgotten who you come from.
That's my thing.
You know, you've forgotten the struggle of black people. You think, you say now because you have someone else other than African-American in your life. This goes to men, too, you know, that there's no racism. And then you find excuses. And for the men, don't find an excuse to date a white woman, to put down a black woman. If that's what you want to date, then date it. But don't use it as an excuse. And for both sexes, don't use it as an excuse as if they're going to treat you any better. They're just as human as we are. And just because they're non-African-American doesn't mean that they're going to treat you any better. The grass isn't greener on their side. The grass isn't greener on our side. The grass is greener where you water it.
Ooh. Good grief. Okay. Look at that. Your system is on top of it. I'm trying to update the show. The show, it says 52 seconds. However, you guys, I am actually extending it. Please let me know if you can still hear me. I thought I extended it earlier when I asked your permission to go a little longer, and it must not have updated. So please let me know if in the chat box if you guys can still hear. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I thought I updated it earlier. Oh, shucks. I think I'd have lost some of them. Please, no, you guys can't hear? Well, how'd you say no if you can't? You might be listening on the phone line. Oh, shucks. Dang it. I forgot to update the show. Okay, let me let them know that they can call in. Actually, I didn't forget to. I updated it, and what ended up happening was that it did not catch. And so... All right. Yes, let me type in the chat room. We're going to take some calls now because I do see people actually holding on the line. And so, dang it.
So can they still call
in? Oh, man. All right. Are you still there with me, Coach?
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. All righty. Shoot. It didn't update when I went to go in. I'm sending a message in the chat room so they can hear it. certainly the archive, for those of you who are listening this, to the archive segment of this show, you can hear what's going to take place here. And I'm going to actually take a phone call now at this time. We're going to get the... Well, I don't see any callers on the line here. Oh, great. Then my switchboard... Oh, man. Now my switchboard... So I guess the switchboard goes out when the show ends. You guys can actually hear me, but I can't see it. Let me check my other switchboard. Hold on. I have two actually up. Oh, bummer. This is such an awesome show. I'm so mad it didn't take when I went in to go update it. But what I'd like for you to do, Coach, is certainly continue what you were saying in regards to, you know, just finding love, you know, at whatever the cost, and stop having so many different boundaries. I think that as women, we do have maybe higher standards or pickier standards than the men, you know, or I don't want to say that's true in all cases, because there's some men out there that are pickier than women, but do you believe, is that one of the reasons why it's more single women, you know, versus men?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you know, yes. But the thing is it a good reason that what you're being picky about? Or is it a social reason that you're being picky about? You see what I'm saying? Because the social reason is what we're being told, because it's a dialectic society and we're being dictated as to what we should do and why we should do it and how we should do it, right? So a lot of people are following that trend, but it has nothing to do with you as an individual. You see, so we get a whole bunch of women together and become group thinkers, and as well as men. You know, hey, she's got to have this kind of body, she's got to have this kind of stomach, she's got to have this,
yeah,
she's got to have that. When dude, you know, you're 56. You're 57 years old. The women that you're going to be dating, hopefully, will have some changes in their body just as well as you got changes in your body.
Mm-hmm,
as the older
right,
we
right.
get, we're not going to be that 13-year-old, that 16-year-old, that 22-year-old. What are you looking for, man?
Yep, that's it.
You know, you're
going to
keep looking
right.
forever, and then you're going to get somebody with that kind of body, but are you going to get somebody with that kind of mind? Are you going to get someone with a mature mind?
Wow. Look at that. And see, right there, I believe that, you know, it's so much deeper. I remember when I had a girlfriend of mine, and when she got married, and she told me, she says, you know, the man that she was married was not all that attractive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, one thing I love about this man, she says, he treats me good, and we have great communication.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a very, very pretty young lady, you know, but she says she felt like she was tired of always dating the pretty boys, so to speak, because she said those were the ones that gave her the most heartache.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember when I had attended her wedding, she's still married to this day, and we're still really good friends. And, you know, she had a baby and everything. Now, matter of fact, my youngest daughter and her oldest daughter are the same age, you know, and it's just great to see her happy. But she said, you know, I am looking deeper. I'm looking deeper than just what's on the surface. You know, I have to find a man. She said, I finally learned, sugar, that I had to find a man that's going to treat me good. It's not about the outside.
Oh,
and
you know,
so an interesting point that you just
that
made.
Was a very interesting point.
Yeah.
And I think people aren't really aware of it's how someone makes you feel. And what is it and how is it that you want to what? Feel.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want to feel? And we can associate good feelings from experiences we've had in our life. We know how we can definitely say how we don't want someone to make us feel. If someone's constantly cursing you out, telling you you no good, you this, you that, hitting you, smacking you, not showing up, making you wonder, making you worry, where's he been, where's he going? Well, that's not making you feel good.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So it's about how someone makes you feel. So don't pass up those type of men.
Absolutely.
And, you know, how do we do? I mean, how do we figure out that? You know, take out time and date. Take out time and date and just don't rush into relationships just because someone is interested in you. Remember, you're the chooser, not the chosen. You're the employer. The man is interested in trying to get the job.
Oh, you better talk, okay? I mean, that is just so on point right now. And a lot of the listeners, we actually have quite a few that have called in and listening. And Diamond Air Lifestyle have made a good point, you know, stating that, you know, people may not remember exactly what you did or what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. Excellent point.
That's right.
You know, and I just think that it is something that's, you know, life experience. As you get older, you realize that it's so much more than just how an individual may look.
That's right.
Rather it's their race, you know, or rather it's their height, or rather it's their built, their body type. You know, you're
yeah,
really opening the eyes right now. Yes, so many.
Change. The older we get, they're going to change. Trust me. They're going to change.
Okay.
And it's about how you feel and how that person makes you feel. So you guys could travel alone until death will do you part. Because, you know, when you see an old couple that's still together, you know, and I mean an old couple. I mean somebody that's like maybe 80, you know, 85, 90. Now, they are old. You look at them and you see that they're old, but they love each other because now they're relying on how each other makes each other feel. They understand how each other cares about each other. You know, one knows that this person cares about me 100% and about my behalf, cares about my health, you know, cares about what surrounds me with safety and security. And that's what you stay with. You stay with what makes you feel safe.
Oh. So what would you say would be one of the hold on one second. Okay. What would you say would be one of the positive ways as a woman, okay? That you can gear yourself to not fall for some of the tricks or some of the delusions, you know, that a man may bring in. And I guess I could ask this for a man, too, because it's women, you know, that that do the same thing.
Yeah.
One point I want to make is that last week we learned that when you first meet someone, we had, who was it, the Loveologist, he was on. And he said, you're meeting their representative, which I thought was funny. And my question to you is, you know, how do you know who is the real person? If, you know, in the beginning stages, we're you know, eating proper at the table, we're speaking right, we're sitting straight up. I mean, we're putting our A game there because, you know, you're trying to get this man or this woman.
Yes, yes.
How can you see through that as a single woman or man, you know, to know, okay, this person's sincere, they really love me for me, or they really are feeling me as an individual or not? That's what I can do for them.
That's right, right. And you know, that's one of the great, that's an excellent, excellent question. We all put our feet, we all try to play our A game. And what happens is, with human beings, just as we just said, we all play the A game. Well, when we get into the relationship, we forget that. We really forget the fact that the person is playing the A game. We get so caught up in that I have a man, I have a woman, and what that is our emotions. And we have to be a conscious dater. You have to stay conscious that this person is playing the A game right now. And how do I tell when this person is real or not? How do I do that? Brown Sugar, you test it.
Okay.
You test it. You see, people say what you want to hear. People do what you think they want to be in the way that they want to be it, right? So you have to be conscious enough. Look, I hate to say something that I know somebody said similar to in his book, but when you are hired, the employer is checking you out for a certain amount of days to see if you really are able to do this job. Well, that employer is conscious in evaluating you from the day he hires you. What we do is lose consciousness in evaluating each other because we get caught up into our drugs. We get caught up into our natural drugs, which is our emotions, which are our transmitters. You know, all of the drugs that I talk about a lot, you know, like, you know, the oxytocins, which, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about that now. But we get caught up into the drugs, the compulins, the androstenones, the dopamine, the vasopressins. Well, we have to be conscious of those things. Even though it's making us feel good,
uh-huh,
we still have to be conscious of what we're really looking for and looking out for. Remember, looking out for. Something that I always say, you know, if a guy says, yeah, you know, I love tennis, well, take him to a tennis match. Evaluate him. You know how long a tennis match lasts?
Amazing.
A very long time.
Wow.
You know, he says you love baseball. Well, if she says she loves baseball, then take her to a baseball game. She, you know, and see and evaluate her emotions while we're watching this baseball game. Is she just saying this because, you know, you're a handsome guy? And she says, oh, yeah, I like baseball. You have to test it because we will know you what we think you want to hear. And
basically
how long?
Like that. Hold on 1 second. I'm charging. Alrighty, my phone is trying to cut out on me. I'm trying to get my charger together, so excuse me if you hear a lot of buttons pushing here.
Okay.
We are doing double duty tonight. Oh, my switchboard popped back up. Thank the Lord it popped back up. Because I felt bad. I extended the show so they could ask questions, and then it went down. So real quick, I want to say this, and then I'm going to try to grab a couple of callers, and we're going to end the show in about maybe 5 minutes. Because I do know you have other things and engagements. You know, it's Friday night, my goodness, you know.
Yes.
Who wants to be stuck on Brown Sugar Radio all night? But
oh,
I just
no,
want to say I'm so.
Hey,
you
I'm
do,
enjoying.
You,
this is my
okay.
First
I know it's Friday night. You probably got other things to do, and I feel bad. I got to get stuck like Chuck. But the callers are still hanging on, and there's a few that may actually just be listening since we ran out of time. Please forgive me. Like I said, I thought I had went in to update the show. And apparently it did not update. So we lost a lot of listeners in the chat, but it's cool because the archive listeners will be able to actually hear the full segment. And then those of you who have called in on the phone lines, certainly you're following us heavily, and I appreciate that tonight, especially on a Friday night. Y'all could be out doing something else, but y'all here with your girl Brown Sugar, so I appreciate that.
Right.
But basically,
right.
Coach, what you're saying is we need to put them on probation. Have a do a trial period with them, right? And see if they
absolutely
are truly meaning what
absolutely
they say.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and two, we should date. You know, one thing we do, as soon as the first person comes in our lives, then we jump straight to that person. But we should take out time and date. When you're out looking for a job, he's just not interviewing just you. You're not the only person who's going out for this job.
Ooh-wee. Look at that. That's real. I'm going to grab a couple of callers here, Coach Rael. And if you guys are just listening, please let me know. I'll put you right back on mute. I don't know if a few of you were actually hanging tight. We're on the lines prior. Oh, I guess a few people hanging up. Y'all don't have to hang up. Just tell me you're just listening. I done lost like 5 callers. Y'all don't have to be scared. I'll pick you up off the line. Just tell me you're just listening, and I'll put you back on mute. Okay, we have a caller here, an anonymous caller. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Just listening.
Oh? Okay, thank you. Thank you for not hanging up on me. All right, we have another anonymous caller here calling in to Brown Sugar Radio. Where are you calling from and what's your name, or are you just listening?
It must be me. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. All right. 704, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from, or are you just listening?
This is Kim Yan, and I am the Diamondaire Lifestyles in the chat room.
Oh, okay. You're the one that found the chat on the 70% of black women are single?
Yeah.
Wow. I know it was a high percentage, that. But goodness, 70.
Yeah. I
think it was that
one. I read that in an Essence magazine, and then J.J. Smith actually came behind it, and she did another article, which I put in your chat room, on some of the real reasons why so many black women are single. And it's not because we can't find men or anything like that. I don't think, you know, I'm glad that she put a spin on it. There's a lot of different reasons. And some women and some men right now just choosing to be single. I mean, we've been through a lot. And a lot of people just probably want to take that break and say, you know what, let me just air out here. Let me get my head together. Let me think about what it is I need to do. And what I wanted to ask the coach was this. You know, I wanted you to address a question that I read today. What do you do when you're not getting the love and respect and appreciation that you deserve? I want to hear what you think about that, and I'm going to tell you what the answer was here. I want to hear it from a male's point of view, because a woman asked that question, and then she answered it.
Oh, wait, if you're not getting the love and respect that you deserve?
Yeah, what do you do when you feel that you're not getting the love, respect, and appreciation that you think you deserve? What do you think that is?
From someone that you're dating, right?
Right.
You have to move on. You can't stay into a relationship and knowing that you deserve better. Because if you stay in the relationship, what you're doing is he's not just disrespecting you, but you're disrespecting your own self. You see, respecting yourself is knowing yourself in order to love yourself. And if you know yourself and you know that you're respecting yourself, you can't allow someone else to disrespect yourself. If you stay in being disrespectful, then you're disrespecting yourself as well. So you have to move on.
That's pretty much what she was saying, is that most people who do that, you'll try harder. And when you try harder, you're really just putting more pressure on the relationship and you're really running the person away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, if that person is disrespecting you already and you're constantly, you know, trying harder, well, I want that person to run away. Actually, that person will help you by running away, you know, because it's not, especially if the person is not trying to make the relationship work. We're talking about if the person is trying to make a relationship work. We're not taught to tell people to leave unless if somebody's trying to make it work. But it's got to be a point in your life that you have to realize that it's not working and you have to move on. And yes, I definitely agree that a lot of people are single because they choose to and they've been through a lot, you know. But if you're interested in getting into a relationship, then there's things that you have to prepare in order to venture back out there into the relationship arena as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you so much, Dominaire. And that information you gave, that link, certainly I'm going to review it when the show is over. I had actually, like I said, been hearing about it, and I've seen the special on CNN about black women, but golly, I don't remember them saying 70%. That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that's really crazy. But like Dominique said, I think too, you know, women are just getting themselves together and they're spending time, you know, they're in school. They're trying to get their lives together. They're trying to do their thing. They're trying to create an entrepreneur, their businesses, and doing other things too as well, and getting themselves together, you know. And
absolutely.
And I think that's a positive thing. And hey, trying to be someone. And once again, celebrate your singleness. You know, it's okay. Within that time, celebrate your singleness and get to know yourself. Get to know a little bit more about you, and love you.
That's it.
And have a good time with you.
All right. I like that, okay? Celebrate your singleness, see? And that's what you have to do. Don't have a pity party. You know, don't cry. Don't dwell on everybody else that may be getting married right now, you know, or that has a man. You have to enjoy the moment is what I've learned in life. You know, don't rush it. You know, enjoy right now the stage that you're at. And that's where I'm at right now. You know, I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying my children, you know. And I just praise God every day for my health, my life, my strength. And I know that God has everything in his own timing.
You know,
so
like
it's important to me not to focus, on negativity.
I like to share something when it comes to, we think peer pressure is just for kids. But it's not.
Yeah.
It's with adults, too. You know, we have a group of cousins, girl cousins. We have a group of, you know, girl best friends. And, you know, they may be four or five of them. And they have boyfriends. And then you feel peer pressure that you got to go out and get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
When you're not prepared to go get a boyfriend, when you're not ready to get a boyfriend, when you are just enjoying self, when you're just getting over a relationship, you're not even ready to get into a relationship right now. You know,
but you feel the
peer pressure from your family and from your friends that you have to go out and get someone into your life. No.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy
that's
yourself
it.
Right now.
Of course, we have a couple of more callers. Let me see if they're just listening, if they have a question for you. 623, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Are you just listening?
No, thank God. I've been waiting
and waiting.
Hi. I need to backtrack to a snippet of a conversation. You said something about dating outside of your race and not settling for, you know, black women not settling for the black man, and it's okay, but when you hook up with someone outside of your race, don't lose your culture. And you specifically said, you know, don't forget about the struggle. Not all black people struggle. And I, you know, this is a totally different topic, I'm sure. But being black doesn't mean, you know, that, or being outside, dating someone outside of your race doesn't necessarily mean you forget who you are. It's just about combining and merging the cultures. You know, I think, like, I think you were hinting around that, but I didn't hear that part.
What I mean is that what people think because they're dating outside of their race, they think that that means that they're doing something different, new, and if they now, whatever, if we know that black men are being targeted when they drive down Beverly Hills and white policemen are stopping even celebrities and knocking them across their heads, and we see that the statistics of black men that are being shot by police officers, just because you're dating someone of that race, stating that just because we're dating a white guy, just because you're dating a white guy, then you say to yourself, well, I don't think it's racist. I don't think that they're targeting black people. That's how us black folk tend to try to think, because we're trying to impress our partner, our white partner. But no, the white partner will respect you in knowing that you still understand that. Now, we have a lot of black men and women that have had a white partner as a partner, but they didn't lose the idea of, when I mean like the struggle, I'm not talking about, you know, the 1960s. I'm just talking about the struggle of knowing that things still exist, like racism may still exist, but just because you are dating the opposite, you know, outside of African Americans, you don't manipulate yourself into believing that some white people aren't racist and vice versa. My message is even to white people, just because you're dating a black woman, don't think that black people aren't racist toward white people. You know, just because you are dating the opposite person, don't change yourself. Don't become somebody else different in trying to just please that race. Still be you. Stay you. You know, and what I mean it was a documentary where they show a white man that had a black woman, and here he is telling black jokes and even using the word nigga and expecting his girlfriend not to be offended because you're dating a white man. Don't you believe the same thing about those black people? But no, that's not what, you know, that's not why I'm dating you. Because, see, some white people think you're dating me because you don't like black people. You see? So that's what I mean.
That could be the case, but, like, I'm speaking as a black woman who prefers white men. And, you know, I've never once encountered that, like, oh, I'm with a white man, so I'm not black, or I don't, you know, I'm not thinking about racism, or, you know, of course you think about it, but it comes back to what you said about, you know, that removing negative talk and creating that subconscious in your mind, creating that environment by your thoughts. You know, when you remove that type of negativity, racism, and experiencing it, you won't encounter it as much.
Right.
That's all I wanted to bring out, too, because just because you are dating someone outside of your race doesn't mean that's the first thought. You come together with someone because of the similarities and the values.
Yeah,
not because,
absolutely. And good
you
for
know?
You. And that's good. That's good. You know, but in the majority, especially back in the day,
right.
If you had, you know, if you had a white girl or a white guy, you no longer would show up at the NAACP meetings, you know, or anything that has something to do with black people. You no longer wanted to invite black people to your parties and all of that. It's just about saying stay you, you know.
But you know what? Even today, it's still relevant. I mean, it's not as bad as it used to be. But, like, I have a girlfriend at work, and she's married to a black man, and she's white. And she tells me all the time, she's like, you know what? She says, we go places all the time, and black women are, you know, staring her up and down, and, you know, they're eyeballing him or looking at him in disgust. And, you know, it's just sad. And even with Pocket, my sister, who you're talking to now, it's frustrating because, like, she can be out with her man, and white women will be looking at her crazy. I think, what was it, the Phoenix Suns basketball game y'all went to? And it was some white women looking at y'all crazy, like, ooh, why is he with her? Or something stupid, right?
Right.
Yeah, but like,
guys,
what's crazy
yeah.
is that like he notices it more than I do. I don't pay attention to it, you know.
Right,
but
right.
I mean, it's not racism and that kind of negativity is not something I want in my life, so I don't acknowledge
right.
it.
Yeah.
You
right,
know?
Right,
right.
Absolutely.
I think that's
absolutely.
That's the attitude that people, if they're gonna be in an interracial relationship, you can't go into it thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna have all these struggles with people looking at me crazy, because the other people that are looking at you crazy don't mean nothing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can't live your life to please someone else, but I'm speaking on the matter where he's saying that racism still exists today. You know, he's talking about the black people that are saying, or the white that are saying, you know what, you know, that's over, that's in the past, it's not here anymore. You know, we're just saying that there are some people that still, you know, may not want to have their son or daughter with a black or white child, you know, man or woman. And they may be embarrassed, or they may, you know, it still exists, basically, is all he's trying to say.
Yeah,
and I mean, I haven't never experienced it, because I personally prefer my black male. I'm one of the women that you were talking about earlier, Coach Rael, saying don't just stay in the lane, try to endeavor into different races and things of that nature. I've never dated outside of my race, so that's
right.
not something that I can relate to. You know, I prefer to have my black male. Whereas my sister Pocket, she prefers to date outside of her race, and there's nothing wrong with that. Different strokes, different folks.
Right.
But me
right.
personally, I just find the black man more attractive on my behalf.
Absolutely.
You know,
and all I was saying is, if that is something that you decide to do, just stay you. Don't date and think that the world is a happy place. And just because you have a white boyfriend or a white husband, that racism doesn't exist anymore. You don't change racism just because you have a white boyfriend or a white husband. That doesn't mean anything to the society, or vice versa. You know,
right.
It still exists. You know,
but it's
and
good that Pocket has that positive attitude, you know, to
yeah.
not care what other people think. But the thing is, a lot of people aren't strong enough to have that type of mentality. So it's a blessing that she has that strength to not care what other people think. But people
right.
that may be a little more passive or shy, they may not, you know how to handle that when people look at them funny or make rude remarks, you know. So, you know, that would be an area where you would be able to help another sister, you know, that may
Absolutely.
Be dating outside of her race to overcome the negativity that she may have endured dating outside of her race.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
you're
going to
experience it on both sides. You're going to experience it. You're going to have white women looking at you nasty. And you're going to have black women, or vice versa.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some men who are angry.
That's my child tolerance, so I got to go, but good conversation, people.
Okay, kiss
right,
my
now.
Nephew for me, and thank you, Pocket, for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Well, it looks like the rest of the callers that are on the line, we've actually picked up. I do see a few of them. They actually text me and warned me not to pick them up, so I'm not going to pick them up. I picked up some by mistake earlier, but this has just been an outstanding show, and, you know, I just want to say that I get what you're saying, and, you know, I'm praying that others that actually heard the show tonight, you know, took what you said and can actually apply it now, because, you know, there's two kinds of people, the ones that hear it and don't do nothing about it, and then those that hear it and actually apply it into their lives.
Right, absolutely.
And so that's what my desire is tonight for the show, why I wanted to do it, is just to help bring some more insight for those who are seeking, you know, a relationship and those that may be tired and frustrated of all the games that come with dating.
That's right.
You know, so, Coach Rael, you know, we have truly extended our time. I want to say thank you so much for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. Before you leave, I'd love for you to give out all of your social networks, where you can be contacted at, and certainly any events that you have coming up in the near future.
Yes, you can contact me on Facebook, and I believe it's Rael Sims, the relationship coach on Facebook, and then you can also contact me on therelationshipcoach.net. And you can also call me, area code 323-737-0081.
Okay. All right. So y'all heard it here first on Brown Sugar Radio. And once again, I want to apologize for all of the listeners that were in the chat box, and the chat box shut down exactly at 8 o'clock. I thought I had updated the show, and it did not update, but it's all good. Y'all can come back and check out. Now you have something to look forward to. Come back through, check out the second half of the segment that was archived, and certainly spread the word about brownsugarradio.com. And we look forward to seeing each and every single one of you guys next week. Next Tuesday will be our third anniversary show. Coach Rael, you're welcome to call back in on that one if you have time. I know your schedule's jam-packed.
Oh,
but 3
absolutely.
Years, can you believe it? 3 years we have
wow.
been rolling deep on Brown Sugar Radio.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Congratulations.
You remember when I first started, actually,
yes.
you would come and see
yes.
the show and listen yes. in, and I'd see you be a frequent listener quite a bit.
Yes.
I know you're, when I first started.
That's right. Time has
We've come a long way.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Time sure has just flown by.
It's flown
but,
by.
You know, I just want to say that you are doing an excellent job. I'm just so excited for you and how God's using you, you know.
Yes. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's beautiful. All right. Well, you have a blessed evening, and keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, for the rest of the listeners that are on the line listening, and those of you who are checking out the archive segment, like I mentioned earlier, please check us out next Tuesday. We have our 3-year anniversary show. It's going to be fun-filled and action-packed because I'm going to have a few throwback moments. Previous guests that were on the show are going to come through. And then on Wednesday, I have an exclusive guest for you. It's going to be none other than BET's comedian, the co-host on The Monique Show, Rodney Perry, will be in the house Wednesday, August 3rd, that is, I believe.
on Brown Sugar Radio, so you definitely want to mark your calendars for that. And then on Thursday, we have another special guest, Marissa Swan, who is in Phoenix, Arizona, and my sister Pocket is the one who actually made this connection happen. She ran into some excellent hair care products. Marissa Swan is the founder of Bare Hair Care Products, and so we are going to have her come through on Brown Sugar Radio next Thursday, August 4th. So definitely you want to make sure you mark your calendars for that. That's going to be an awesome show on how to care for your hair with all natural products. So you don't want to miss that. She has products that cater exclusively for African-American hair. So this is going to be a very, very, you know, personalized show for the African-American community, all right? And like I said, I'm really looking forward to this show because it seems like with us as black women, we always constantly are having problems with breakage or dryness. And since my sister Pocket has been using Marissa's products, she said that her hair has just grown tremendously and she has had just an outstanding result with these products. So that's going to be the schedule for next week. And I just have to say that I am just blessed and honored. This show was incredible. I hope that each and every single one of you have learned something and it's enhanced your life. And the quote I want to end with this evening, I'm going to steal Coach Rayel's quote, celebrate your singleness, okay? So good night and be blessed.